plagued a potential nugget.
And you spoke about excellence a couple of minutes back. What's been your approach to excellence? I'm curious. I was talking to Viren Raskina, who runs mm-hmm. Olympic Gold Quest. Yes. And one of the questions I asked him was, what differentiates the athletes who get onto the podium versus the athletes who are really good but somehow fall short at the biggest stage? What's been your learning in terms of, really excelling at the highest level?
I think a dedicated focus, perseverance, continuous training, consistency is the key, I guess, mm-hmm. With focus. I used to think that they're very cliched, very stereotyped dictionary terms, which have been often used to form quotations. But you pick up any success story, you will see there is a very strong element of self-belief, self-discipline, focus, dedicated, consistent hard work. Because there is definitely no shortcut to success. If you want to be the winner, you have to go through these words when they are totally imbibed in your system.
And is there anything to be said about giving your best on that day? What's your ritual before you, let's say, if we look at the Rio silver?
Yes.
Talk to us about what was how your mind worked before you threw the silver medal winning throw.
You'll be very surprised. The person who was throwing the throw there was not an athlete. It was a person who was struggling to clear her name because she was accused of being dishonest, cheating into the selection trials. I was dragged to the high court by a fellow competitor because there was one slot for a woman to represent India. And I made it to that slot in the internal trial process. But they said that I had cheated my way into it, or I had bribed my way into it. And coming from an entirely army background, which is, the uniform wearing people, and being brought up in that very honest kind of a dedicated kind of an atmosphere, it was a huge blow to my integrity and the hard work that I had put in at the age of 46 years, going through menopause, a time where I had to be actually sitting by my children and crafting their career. I was so dedicatedly, single-mindedly struggling for representing India at the Paralympics, and the preparations were so strong that I knew I was going to get a medal home. But these allegations became a different kind of a fire in me. And when I was challenged that I'll never be able to throw the distance with which I got qualified into the main selection, so my whole focus was that if I have to repeat that performance, and had I repeated that performance, in any case, I was in the medal position. So it had become a two-way journey as an athlete and as an individual who wanted to prove a point of integrity. The other thing was, definitely, I say that your preparations tell you where you stand, and they leave you with a level of confidence. So if you have trained well and you have been able to retain a calmness in your mind, I had to learn to erase the outside noises. I would probably get distracted because there's a bugle blowing, people clapping, there is a gunshot, because simultaneously a lot of events go on in the same arena. You have the start burst for races, you have people cheering. So this is something that I had to learn to block. And I give a lot of credit to my mental trainers who worked on me. Mm-hmm.
The phrase dedicated, consistent hard work reminded me of a distinction I came across recently. It was at the Farnham Street blog run by Shane Parrish. He talks about the difference between speed and velocity. He says that speed is distance divided by time, and velocity is displacement by time. The key difference is that you could cover a lot of distance by spinning around in circles but not going anywhere. And displacement is about consistently making efforts in a certain direction and making them count. And when you add these baby steps over a period of time, suddenly these people start operating at a different level altogether. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. You might find the curated playlist section on the website relevant, as I've tried to break things down into nuggets by theme. It might help you to get to the content that you might find relevant efficiently. If you find the content purposeful, please take a moment, rate and review on iTunes. It will help others benefit from this content.